It's 5:31 on Downtown. This week, the University of Maine Black Bear football team returns to action. Their second straight matchup against an FBS opponent, a first-ever meeting with the Green Wave of Tulane on Saturday night. And to learn more about the Black Bears' opponent, we're pleased to be joined on the Tiller and Ride telephone line by the voice of the Green Wave, Todd Graffanini. Todd, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Rich, thanks for having me, man. I saw Bangor, Maine come up on my phone. I can honestly say that's never happened before, so I just checked that off my bucket list.
Oh, I'm happy that we could be a part of that. That's fantastic. Well, it's been a tough start to the season, but with pretty good reason for Tulane. Two awfully strong opponents to start things out. How's the mood of the team as they get ready for Game 3 this week?
It's actually surprisingly pretty good right now. It has been a very difficult couple of weeks, and it really is exacerbated by the fact that, you know, we played Duke and Georgia Tech a year ago, and the games were much, much closer, and on paper, and from what I've seen in fall camp and through summer workouts, we were supposed to be better. So a little bit of a head scratcher right now as to how the team's going to respond. I think they're going to respond very well. They've had a couple of days of practice, and they've been very spirited. So we're going to see what happens, but it has definitely been a very difficult start here in New Orleans.
Well, after playing those two teams, is an FCS opponent like Maine just what the doctor ordered?
Well, look, we're not looking ahead to anybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Tulane's got to play a solid football game to win, and it just hasn't gone the way it's been planned out early on in this season. You know, the strength of our team has really, over the last year and a half, even 2 years, has been A, our defense, and B, our running game. And the defense has been okay at times, but the running game has been pretty non-existent. And this is the deepest running back core that Tulane has had in decades. Throw on top of that, it's a very experienced offensive line. So it's been really, really curious as to why we have not been able to get the running game going. You know, last week against Georgia Tech, we saw some semblances of it. Cedric Thompson was able to rush for 74 yards. But we've got three guys that are in the backfield this year, Sherman Beatty, Dontrell Hilliard, and Cedric Thompson, who all had 100-yard games a year ago. And Dontrell Hilliard, who might be the most talented of them all, has not been able to get anything going. Sherman Beatty, who his freshman year last year had a 90-yard and a 78-yard run in the first college game he ever played in, he had 4 yards against Georgia Tech last week. So that's really the one thing that has been the most disappointing when you look at the first two games for Tulane.
Well, you mentioned that veteran offensive line and a huge O-line, too, that averages about 6'5", 307. Tanner Lee, the sophomore quarterback, 53% completion so far. What type of a game does Lee bring to the table?
Well, he's got all the, you know, the tools. He's the prototype quarterback. He's 6'4", he's 220 pounds. He can throw it through a brick wall. He's just got to get the mental side of it down to where he is very, very comfortable. Now, this is his third year in the program. He redshirted his freshman year. He started what, 8-9 games a year ago. He was injured some of the time, so he didn't get as many reps as he needed to, but he just wasn't able to fully grasp things by the end of the year. Now, in the off season, it looked like that he was really looking at it a different way. The game slowed down a little bit. And I thought against Duke, after kind of shaking off some of the jitters early on in that ball game, I thought he played pretty well. Georgia Tech, he just really didn't have a whole lot of time to throw the football at all. And you throw on top of that a young wide receiver core. These guys have had trouble kind of getting some separation the first 2 weeks. Now, Duke's defensive secondary is absolutely outstanding, and Georgia Tech had the pass rush. So we really haven't seen what the offense can be. What you will see is those running backs, as I mentioned, Hilliard and Beatty and Thompson, they will come out of the backfield, and all three of them can catch. So the running backs out of the backfield has been a big-time target for Lee in the first couple of weeks.
We're talking with Todd Graffanini. He's the voice of Tulane football, the Black Bears and the Green Wave, Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time with that game. First ever meeting between the two. On the defensive side of things, the number is certainly a factor of the quality of competition in the first couple weeks, but 322 rushing yards allowed per game. Does that start with the defensive line? What's been the problem so far?
Well, you know, actually didn't do too badly against Duke. Just kind of got worn down in the second half. The Duke game at halftime was 13-0. The defense played extremely well, kept us in the ball game, but they were on the field most of the time because the offense could not get anything going against Georgia Tech. I mean, Georgia Tech's going to do what they did to basically everybody they play with Justin Thomas running the show at quarterback. It is so difficult to stop. And I know it sounds crazy, but there were times in the Georgia Tech game where I'm looking at my color analyst, Steve Berrios, me like, boy, we actually defended that play pretty well, and Georgia Tech will get 7 yards a pop. It's just one of those offenses that is extremely difficult to stop. So I think, as the season wears on now, the defense should get to where it needs to be. Though, interesting fact, Rich, there are four teams in D1 that run the triple option. And we're playing three of them this year. Georgia Tech last week. We're going to play Navy in late October and Army in early November. So we're playing three of the four teams. And, of course, the other one is Air Force. So we're going to be well-schooled in the triple option by the time this season ends.
Well, you mentioned that. Maine coach Jack Cosgrove with us a couple of days ago talked about that and said, you know, when we face those teams at Georgia Southern through the years, it's so hard to prepare for that, and it throws your game off because you see it so seldom.
Absolutely. It's one of those weeks of practice where, you know, when you go to practice every day like I do, you tend to focus more on the offense. When you're playing against a Tech or an Army or a Navy or an Air Force, you're watching the defense and to see how they're responding as to what they're going to do, because it truly is a triple option. You got to stop the dive, you got to stop the A-backs out wide, and you got to stop the quarterback who's going to keep it. And Tulane got a big time dose of it this Saturday. But as I mentioned, Justin Thomas is one of the great players in college football, and that's why Georgia Tech is so good. And they're going to be a force to be reckoned with this season.
Todd, this, of course, the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Grantland ran a wonderful story on the odyssey that Tulane football went through a decade ago, as well as the city itself. Where is the city of New Orleans in its recovery, and how has that impacted not just the football program, but Tulane University?
Well, you know, I'm a native. I'm born and raised. I was a part of that team. I've been with Tulane football since 1993 in some form or fashion. This is my ninth year doing play-by-play. I was actually the sideline reporter back then. Our color analyst, Steve Berrios, who was in the Tulane Hall of Fame, he was a wide receiver back in the late 60s, early 70s. Well, he was a State Farm agent, insurance agent, so obviously he was a little busy that fall. So I evacuated to Atlanta, and I actually flew to every game from Atlanta. So I was part of that team in a sense. It was 11 different games in 11 different cities, and it was an odyssey to say the least. But the fact that that team was able to play that year kind of kept the torch burning, as they have called it over the years. That was one of the things that people around the country looked and say, look, Tulane's trying to do something through this. They're trying to play football and at least give people in New Orleans some type of hope. And I really think they did that. And you know, as I sit here in downtown New Orleans right now, we're getting ready to do our coaches show tonight. It's a city that has been completely reborn. It started in 06 with the Saints, and of course 3 years later we won the Super Bowl. And it was that was really the epitome of what being a New Orleanian is all about. Now, there are some parts of the city, outlying areas, that really will never come back. But the population levels pre-Katrina, where we are right now, it's almost back to where it was before. So the city is better than it has been in many, many ways. There are still a lot of things that need to be, to borrow a word from Sean Payton, cleaned up. But You know, I wouldn't want to be from anywhere else. This is the greatest city in the world. I know I'm a little biased, but I think any of the Maine fans that make the trip down here and stay for a couple days are going to fall in love with it quickly. Though I will caution you, if you are coming down here, you are not going to experience the same weather that you're experiencing right now in Maine. It is hot as Hades down here right now. It's 91 degrees. It feels like 96, and it's going to be even warmer on Saturday. So our head coach, Curtis Johnson, calls our football stadium the oven because when they go practice in the summertime and fall camp, that's what it feels like. That's what it's going to feel like Saturday night. You are literally walking to an oven. So hopefully that's going to be an advantage for the Green Wave.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing the beautiful city of the stadium and watching what should be a very interesting game as Tulane and Maine get together. Todd, thank you so much for making time for us, and we look forward to seeing you down there Friday or Saturday.
Rich, thanks for having me on. I look forward to seeing you guys as well.
Thank you much. Todd Graffanini, he's the voice of Tulane University football. 17.